me now. Walk away. Hello, friends. Welcome into the game plan. I'm Jeremy the Impact. Anton's. I'll preview the games coming up. We'll go through my picks. I'll give you my top four plus two plus two. I think you guys will be a little surprised about one in particular, but not so surprised with a couple of the other ones. I'm trying to find a particular stat at the moment. There we go. Yeah, I want to say congratulations to former Kennesaw State wide receiver Darnell Holland, who got drafted by the Dallas Renegades in phase 5 of the XFL draft. We talked about the XFL, or we will talk a little bit about the XFL later on Sports Club, so tune into that. Got some fun stuff there. We talk about the Falcon Spiral. We talk about some other stuff as well. Hopefully you guys get a good kick out of those. I wanted to get that out of the way, though. Congratulations, Darnell Holland, on that. But welcome in. Welcome in. It has been just a overall fantastic week. It's going to be an even more fantastic week this week. Of course, we're out at the Kennesaw game. They were able to pick up the win versus Charleston Southern, the Buccaneers. Today's episode called Black and Blue. You will see why here in a minute, even though you might could put it together. But big things from KSU. They were able to play a good, solid game. There was a couple hiccups. Charleston Southern is a team that you can't look at their record and determine how good a team they are, because they're like 1-5 now or something, but they don't play like a 1-5 team. They play like a 4-2 team or something like that. They brought the pressure. They were able to kind of cross up the Owls a little bit here and there. But ultimately, the main shining stars of the day, Bryson Armstrong with 12 tackles, one tackle for a loss, and a pass breakup. And Bronson Rechsteiner, who again had a monster rushing day. He had 10 carries for 138 yards and two touchdowns. He is really emerging as something special. It was just altogether. Beyond that, if you just look at the stats, it was a very team-oriented win. Everything pretty evenly distributed. They did have to make some adjustments sometimes in the middle of drives and in the middle of quarters. Like I said, the Buccaneers were giving KSU a lot of fits, even though they were able to pick up the victory, and the score is not reflective of that either. But, I feel like if they played a couple times, Charleston might win one of those. They're a team I would watch in the next couple years, because when they put a few more things together, they're definitely going to be one to look out for. Now, of course, that means that this week Kennesaw is going to go up against the Presbyterian Blue Hose. There's your blue. That is Saturday at 2:30 in Clinton, South Carolina. That is up in Presbyterianville over there. KSU, to me, has got to do what they do pretty much, what they try to do every game. You want to be physical early. You want to win the battle in the trenches. And you just want to just keep pounding the football as only you guys can. I mean, get Bronson involved early. Any of these running backs, and now you're getting other people healthier, getting them back on the field, especially parts of this defense. I think things are going to really, really start to click. There's been a few close calls in the last couple weeks as far as teams really giving them a game. I think Presbyterian is going to be tough early, but if you can pretty much not really put it in cruise control, but you can stay steady if you hit them early, and I think that is the key to that particular game. Let's see. That is also a Big South Conference matchup, so that'll help KSU a little bit. They are still the top 10, and they're just going to continue to climb, I believe. Now, of course, they were off last week, but this week Georgia State is back. I think, did I get that right? No. They were against Coastal Carolina. They were able to defeat Coastal Carolina in what was a fantastic matchup. See if I can pull it up. Had it. They weren't off last week. Where did I get that? But no, Coastal Carolina coming into this season, I didn't think it was going to be that good of a football team, and then they went out to an early statement. I think won their first three games and then lost the next two. Georgia State has grinded out a little more and been able to put some more things together. And I think they were both 3-2 heading into that game. There we go. Following that one 31-21. Dan the man having another huge day. He threw for 122 yards and a touchdown, and he ran for 128, while he had two more runners who had over 100. That's called Georgia State football nowadays. There it is there. You had Dan Ellington with 19 carries for 128 yards. You had Trey Barnett, 20 carries for 110 yards and two touchdowns. You had Seth Page with 13 for 104 and a touchdown. And some other guys with a couple carries here and there. But yeah, that's the game plan nowadays. Receiving-wise, you had Ifedi and Pinckney and McCoy with some catches, with McCoy getting the lone touchdown there. They're starting to cause chaos. This defense is starting to cause chaos. And that is ultimately how you win. You got to cause chaos on the field. So they improve to. All right, let's go back. There we go. Trying to pull up the standings. Because, oh, don't worry, there is always a Sun Belt team who is starting to run away with things. I believe it's App State this year. Yes, App State, who is ranked number 24. Congratulations to them on that. They are 5-0 overall, 2-0 in the conference. They currently hold the lead. But right behind them, actually with a game in hand, or actually not a game in hand, Georgia State at 4-2. They are 2-1 in the conference and holding on to second. Let's think about this, Georgia State Panther fans. There are only two victories. They're halfway through the season. They're two victories away from qualifying for a bowl game. And I know what you guys are thinking. Like, what? How is that? Well, when you win at least six games, that's what tends to happen. If I can find my list that I have somewhere. There it is. They tell you right now what the bowls are. Because I know that's something you guys were going to ask. We're only two victories away from qualifying. Now, The New Orleans Bowl, the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl, is one in particular. Obviously, it is in New Orleans. The way you qualify for that is if you are the Sun Belt champion. That's top of the market. The other options is the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. Obviously, that is in Tucson. You have the Mobile Alabama Bowl. Obviously, you know where that's at. You have the Crampton Bowl, otherwise known as the Camellia Bowl, in Montgomery, Alabama. And then, of course, the AutoNation Cure Bowl in Orlando, to which Georgia State has been twice in the last 3 years, including the inaugural year, where they lost to San Jose, a very good San Jose State team that actually put at least, I believe, 4 players in the pros, 3 of which are still there, and then were able to win. Were able to win last season. So we're only 2 wins away, guys. Maybe after this week or after next week, we might be talking about bowls even more in depth. But of course, that means you need to win the next 2 weeks. And this week, they welcome in Army, the Black Knights. There's your black for everybody playing at home. It's a 7 o'clock Saturday game. It's going to be fun. That's at GSU Stadium, of course. I'll be there. Hopefully you guys will be there. If you show up early, there is a really cool kind of interactive festival going on starting around 4 out in the tailgate front lot area. I'm going to go over there and check it out. You guys should go check it out as well. This game here, I will tell you right now, is probably going to be a ground battle. How do I know that? Well, coming into this week, Army is ranked number 10, and GSU is ranked number 8 nationally. That's all of college. With yards per game on the ground. I believe it's like 250 for Army, and it's like 260 or 258 or something for Georgia State. It's good for Panther fans. You want to know what it's going to be like to face Army? It's going to be a lot like facing KSU at the start of last season. Really just ground and pound, ground and pound, ground and pound, ground and pound. You know, hiccup pass here, hiccup pass there. But Army's. These are a bunch of cadets and future Rangers and such. So they're gonna come out there and give you everything they got. They are 6.5-point favorites, which for that to be at Georgia State, that means they are probably closer to a 9.5-point favorite. I think that's a little high. And I very much expect Georgia State to win this game. Army could. I'm actually super excited. This is we welcome in all kinds of teams. I've yet to see a team like this, like Army. Like it's people from the Army playing football. That's really cool to me. It's getting to see athletes like that. I'm sure they're gonna have a lot of people there, a lot of fans, because a lot of former people from the Army, a lot of members, veterans of the Army, are probably gonna come to this game. So we welcome them. We're going to fill this stadium up. It's going to be just a fantastic, fantastic time. But like I said, I believe Georgia State is going to win this game. It's going to be real close. It's going to be another shootout. I mean, we're probably talking 41-37, something like that. But it might be a really, really fast game, given that it's... two ground and pounders. But that's the key for Georgia State, is for Dan the Man, Dan Ellington, to use the run to set up play action in the passes. And in doing that, when he starts to spread the field out like that, I think sky's the limit as far as what this team can do, because I do believe people like Ed Kearney and the rest of this defense are ready to make plays, ready to do some big things. And I think they're going to do some big things. All right, before we get into picks, let's go my top 4 plus 2 plus 2. A lot of people do the next 2 out. I basically my top 8. Number 1, Alabama. No real brainer there. Number 2, Clemson. actually, I still I like them a little bit more. Number three, Ohio State. Yes, Wolverine fans, I put Ohio State up that high. They're really good. They might be number two. I just give Clemson the benefit of the doubt that they were a little ahead of them. And number four, I've got LSU. This LSU team, I didn't think they'd beat Florida. I was wrong. They win in the trenches. They have some standout players to watch, and LSU is looking good. Now, of course, my next two, which would be like the two in waiting in case one of the top four lose a game. I got Oklahoma as basically my number five, and Wisconsin as my number six. I just think both those teams have done so much and just continue to win battles. I could see one or both of those teams moving up, even with wins from teams above them. But if their wins are a little more convincing, I'll move them up. And then my last two to round out basically my top eight. Basically, number seven, I've got the University of Georgia. That loss to South Carolina hurt them bad. I think it dropped them to 10 in the national, but I got them as number seven. I'm not dropping them all the way to 10. They're still probably one of the top three or four teams in the country. I just can't put them in the top. I can't keep them in the top four after losing to an unranked South Carolina. You're gonna have to build your way back up. You got Kentucky this week. Show people that you are the dominant, potential champs that you think you are. And then number eight, I got Notre Dame. I can't put Notre Dame has been solid. They've been sticking around. They've had a couple hiccups here and there. I can't put them ahead of UGA. Not that I would have this time anyway, but I can't put them ahead of UGA because, well, UGA beat them. And outside of something just really crazy happening, like a big blowout for win from Notre Dame, I can't put them up there. But to recap, basically my top eight. If the playoffs started today, it'd be Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, LSU. To round out my top eight, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, UGA, and Notre Dame. Now, as with my pro picks, which I will get into later in the evening when we do sports club, went 500 this week. My two losses, I said take Florida over LSU. LSU was able to pull that one out 42-28. Told you to take Hawaii over Boise State. Boise State won 59-37. The two that I called. Told you to take Arizona State at home over Washington State. That was 38-34. And I told you to take Oklahoma over Texas. 34-27 on that one. I went 2-2. It happens. Can't win them all. Just try to win them when I can. This week, here's the four games that I think are the most interesting, or at least the ones I'm kind of watching. Number 17, Arizona State. It's going to be at number 13, Utah. You got 2 5-1 teams here. That is Saturday at 6 p.m. on the Pac-12 network. Utah is a 14-point favorite. First of all, that's too hot. Second of all, I'm taking Arizona State, and you should too, in what is basically an upset. Number 12, Oregon is going to number 25, Washington. That is a 3:30 ABC game. Oregon is only favored by three. It's because Washington can put up some points. Still take Oregon. Number 16, Michigan is going to go to number 7, Penn State. It's a 7:30 ABC game. Penn State is favored by nine. I think nine is high. I think it's going to be seven or less. But take the Nittany Lions over my in a game. It's odd that everybody associated with these four games are at least 5-1. All but two of them are, and that's Washington, who's 5-2, and Penn State, who's 6-0. 5-1 Tulane is going to be at 5-1 Memphis as a 7 p.m. ESPN2 game. Memphis is a 4.5-point favorite. I say take Memphis. They're actually gonna probably cover. I think they're gonna win by 5, which is still more than 4.5. But to recap, take Arizona State on the road over Utah. Take Oregon on the road over Washington. Take Penn State at home versus Michigan, and take Memphis at home versus Tulane. Now, that's gonna do it for us this week. Right here on the game plan, black and blue. Look forward to seeing you guys out at the Georgia State Army game. As always, if you see me out there, I will happily take a picture, talk football with you guys, whatever. But if you tag me in a picture that I'm in with yourself, we will send some swag your way. We will try to get some swag out to you guys, some t-shirts, something. We just appreciate the support. But I am Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for tuning in to the game plan, black and blue. We'll see you guys next week. Go Panthers. Go Owls. Afraid to lose control and caught up in this world. I've wasted time, I've wasted breath. I think I've thought myself to death. I was born without this fear.